Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Great to have you with us on an April 10th? I was about to say 10-4. It's 4-10-2015. I think I'm correct about that. I think I'm on Earth. Anyway, good to have you folks with us tonight. We've got a lot of callers in, and we're going to try and get to all you folks. I am honored to be on the show tonight with the one and only, highly empowered, smart, beautiful, and wise, Patty Negri. And before I say anything about myself, I'd rather hear about your magic, Patty. How are you doing tonight, girl?
I am excellent. Thank you so much, Gary, and thank you for being on with me tonight. This makes me so happy. I love your energy. I love being on with you. So this is a special treat for me. Thank you.
Hey, mine as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Patty.
Okay. I live in Los Angeles, right under the Hollywood sign, actually. I am a psychic medium. I have known one of those since had the gift since childhood. I knew when I was two or three that those so-called imaginary friends little kids have weren't imaginary at all. They were real entities and beings I could communicate with directly. I did my first seance at 7 or 8, and I've been studying magical practices, philosophy, cosmologies, occult sciences, shamanism, my whole life. And throw it all into one great big cauldron, so to speak, and kind of all-embracing, basing everything down to the basic level of energy. So that's
Amen.
What I do.
Amen, girl. Here's what
yeah.
I always think of that. Yes, yes, indeed. Sorry about the not-so-gradual fade.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you tell everybody about you, Mr. Gary?
Okay. Well, I didn't know much about psychic ability until I got in college and was curious about religion. I was an altar boy, raised Catholic, and I realized, woo, they don't have all the answers. And in college, I got turned on to Edgar Cayce and Madame Blavatsky and Ruth Montgomery and a lot of other psychics. Started reading about that. Started giving readings in the early 70s. I've been around for a while. Anyway...
Me too.
Yeah, I know. Hey, age like wine makes you better, makes you smarter,
that's right.
Makes you wiser. You know, I wouldn't want to go through my 20s again. That's a trying time. You know, but I had a very phenomenal experience in 1977. I had a near-death experience and wrote a book about it called The Second in Eternity. For those of you folks that are interested in what goes on outside the body, beyond this life, death, heaven, that sort of thing. Check it out. A Second in Eternity. It radically changed my life. Not necessarily overnight, but to this day I'm still incorporating what I learned 38 years ago, something like that.
Wow.
It still empowers me. In 1980, I met a very interesting psychic, probably one of the most profound psychics ever. She didn't like publicity. She was a very private woman. But she did a reading by using stones, and it's called lithomancy. She taught me her method, and it became my main method. And I have since written a book about it, because about 2000, I was curious how other people did readings with stones. Couldn't find anything written on it. So I thought, well, I'll write a book. I've been doing it for quite a while. So the book, for those of you folks that are interested in learning about lithomancy, is called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And if you're curious, that is spelled Lithomancy. And you can find out about Patty and I and the other psychics on psychicsgonewild.com. And when you do go to psychicsgonewild.com, you'll find a lot of good information there. On the left side of the page is a contact link. Be sure and go there. Fill out the information, and you'll be set up to win prizes, T-shirts, coffee cups, trips to Mars and back. Well, maybe not that one, but, you know.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. I had a trip to the infinite mind and back, and I wasn't planning on that. So, so it's always a pleasure to be with you, Patty. You just got such great energy, girl.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, I'm having a very, very good week. I'm shooting something very special tomorrow. I really can't talk about it on air. It's one of those signed the NDA non-disclosure agreements. But
mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big deal, and it is a competition thing. And I can't wait. It's very odd for this particular TV show to have someone like me on it. But I'll tell everybody about it when I can, but it's going to be either really good or really bad or really funny or hopefully a little bit of each of them.
I bet it'll be pretty good and pretty funny. You're pretty spontaneous, pretty wise, and pretty on top of that. So,
thank you. That is
I'm
sweet.
Sure
but
it'll
no,
be
I'm very, very excited, and I wish I could talk about it, but they forewarned us that we can't.
Well, I'll talk about something that I pulled off Wednesday night. I am also an actor and musician. Basically, I've been a musician and a psychic my whole life, but I got into acting about 10, 12 years ago. Assuming there'd be nobody in that field. Right. So anyway, last night I wrote this song that I performed, and I'll give you all the lyrics from it real quick. It's kind of a cute song, but I'm relatively disabled. I had back surgery not too long ago and hard for me to walk. So anyway, I stumble up the stage and I do this song, and this is all planned out, of course, but the audience doesn't know. And the song goes, I think you'll like the lyrics. It goes, let's be honest and admit it. We'd all like to be a star, but you got to get your chops up to pull it off, and you start wherever you are. Attitude is number one. Then persistence and patience make you wise. Talent is important, but it's just a small part. Hell, look, the proof is right before your eyes, because I'm singing it. It goes, you can sit around thinking, let's see what happens, but here today make happen what you dream about. So your dreams can come your way. It's got another verse, another chorus. So I got a good round of applause from it, you know, and stood up and thanked the people. And, of course, this is all planned. Nobody knows except the host of the show. And as I walk off the stage, I trip over a chair and fall over in a real ungraceful way. Everybody in the audience gasps. And right then, a lady pushes a song that's pre-recorded, the music. And five people in the audience jump up and sing, what would you do if he fell on his butt? Oh, would you stand up and walk out on me?
I love it.
Oh,
I love it. And I love the song, too. My
yeah,
God, that could
song.
Be a theme song for a lot of things and a lot of people. That's fabulous.
Oh, I've written a lot of songs. Never got the hit record, but I've written a lot of songs. And I'm going to send you the link, Patty, and a lot of other folks, once I get this the editing done. It shot a little video of it, so it's quite entertaining. And the gasping of the audience before they realized it was a joke was just incredible. So
I love it. Did you tell them beforehand that you just had back surgery and set it up?
No, that's the one thing I forgot. But I set it up by saying, you know, there's plenty of curveballs in life, and the only thing you can really do is make the best of what happens. Most of the people there have seen me host it before, so they know that I've got back problems. I should have thrown that in, but it became pretty evident when I walk up to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But the joke's on them, because everybody just gasped, like, oh, God, about to rush the stage. And then, what would you do if he fell in his butt?
I love it. I love it. Keep them on their toes.
Amen. Reversal of expectations, as they do in life. Set you up for one thing and go another, just like life does to us, you know.
Right, right.
Plenty of curveballs. Well, we're going to give some readings to all you folks tonight. Stay with us. We're going to try and get through to everybody. And I tell you what, we're going to go to 856 first and let you put some magic on them. Patty, let me see. 856, we getting you on here? Can you hear us, 856?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
Good. Who are we speaking with? What's your name, my dear?
My name's Laura.
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I want you to meet Patty.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you, Patty?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Good. Well, thank you. Do you have a question?
Well, I do. I'm interested in purchasing a home this year. In fact, I'm going to go look at a couple on Sunday. And I started a new contract a few weeks ago. And I would like to know if that contract is going to be successful for me so that I'm able to get this house, or should I hold off?
I'm thinking that it is. I'm seeing, I actually pulled some cards on this one to jump in real fast, and I'm seeing, yeah, power's in your hand. You're feeling it. Aren't you feeling good about everything, the house, the job, everything? That is emanating off of your body. I see luck completely turning your way. This is going to be just a very empowered and empowering year for you. So I say just keep that reality and thought, and you're going to live right into it. So, yeah.
Well, the only thing about that, the job is, it's a little, they threw us in at the deep end, and I'm feeling a little anxiety about it because it's really hard. But I keep telling myself it's going to get better as I get more familiar with everything and the tools and the processes and stuff, and I keep telling myself it's going to get better, it's going to get better, just hang in there. But
it is. It completely is. I see a lot of sun energy coming your way, a lot of I can do it kind of almost male sun energy coming your way. And you're also really very intuitive. So using that side, kind of bouncing back, left brain, right brain, is going to really great. I think the little bit of fear you're pulling in is something that's old because something else had happened or something. Maybe somebody told you weren't capable or something, and it just ticked a little thing in you. But you're completely capable.
How are they feeling about me at the job right now? Are you picking up anything about that?
I think they're watching you and they like it. I think that they're liking an energy you have. You have kind of a gentle energy but a forward-moving thing, and you're kind of on point. Doesn't that sound like you? You're kind of have this kind of clear focus on point, and you do the right thing kind of like laser beam focus with it, whatever you do.
Yeah.
That's what they see. That's what they're starting to see.
There's a couple people that were supposed to help me, and the one person, it's a woman, she's taking 2 weeks paid time off, and then she's going back to her homeland. So they kind of rotate these people around, the employees around from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of checked out at this point already, and she has not been any help at all for transitioning me onto the project. So I'm feeling a little bit of angst about it, but I know that eventually I'm going to get this on my own. It's just that there's really not been any real guidance, and I have spoken up and said that there really needs to be some kind of training for the new recruits that have come on board. So they kind of just left us alone to try and ferret out all these. It's a huge, huge company. So I'm just wondering, I'm just feeling a little bit of angst and worry that I'm not going to do well. But then I tell myself, I'm going to. It's going to happen. It will happen, right?
It will happen, and you are going to do well. And I see somebody coming in to help you, too. Be honest with them. Tell them, you do your best, and you'll be figuring it out on your own, and you will figure it out on your own. And, again, without being a tattletale, without being a, I remember she's not doing this or he's not doing that.
Right,
just like,
right.
You know,
exactly.
Do it with authority. Like, I have done this. I hope it's correct. This will seem the most best way for me to do it, not knowing if there's a better way. Let me know. Again, go in with authority and take that, jump in that self-starting, but let them know that if there's a better way or there's another way that should be done, let them know. And they're going to see that. And I think there's a man that's watching you who's actually going to help you along the way, and he's going to be very impressed.
Do you know who that might be? Is it Mike or Ben?
I see. I see two men. One is more left brain, real thinker, real, you know, not the emotional side of things, not the intuitive side of things. And the other one's all about numbers and money. So if that means anything to you, that's what I see.
Okay. Okay. And Patty, you think the log? I want to get a log cabin. You think you see me in a log cabin or something else? You think it's a good time for me to do this then?
Okay. I think it's, again, you're a manifester. You see something clear enough, you're able to create it. And if you want a log cabin, I think you can have one and find one. So should you be in a log cabin? Or you find something?
Well, I'm going to go look at one on Sunday. So that's what I was.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure that this is the one on Sunday, but it might be.
Okay.
But think it through the whole thing about log cabins. Is this what I want? Is this, and again, you'll get a feel for it when you get there and feel what these properties actually feel like. And trust your intuition once you do.
Yeah, I have a hard time doing that sometimes. I've been getting pennies and dimes, though. It is so funny. The thought just has to occur to me, and you'll know I'll turn around and there'll be dimes or pennies on. I found 3 dimes and 3 pennies all together on the pavement.
Dimes
and 3 pennies. Isn't that funny?
Take it as a good sign, Laura.
It's a very good sign. So
I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck with everything. Congratulations.
Amen, Laura. And we're glad all you folks call in. If you do want a reading, be sure and press 1 so we see that you want to make a reading, get a reading, or make a comment. And for those of you all that would like a lithomancy reading, just forgot to explain what I do. It's a very unusual and interesting and fascinating system. I use 16 stones. 10 of them are planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 are personal stones: life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And so if you'd like a 3-month reading, what I do is charge the stones up, have you say drop. I read the pattern like a clock, and it covers 12 weeks, each hour representing a week. So we have a lot of callers, and we'll probably rotate. And so this is area code 813. Are you with us, 813?
Yeah. Hi, Gary. Hi, Patty. This is Kathy. How are you?
Kathy, doing good. How are you, girl? Everybody's good today. That's good. how can we help you, Kathy?
I'm just wondering how my love life is going to look for the next few months.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me drop some stones for you. How is that based?
Okay.
That'll probably cover your love life and some other issues. And I call this 3 months in 3 minutes, so I'll try to give you an idea of what I feel. And I'm charging you stones up, Kathy. And all you have to do is one time very clearly say drop. I'll drop the stones and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, especially with love. So it's up to you, my dear.
Drop.
Are you ready to go? Well, actually, you've got the love stone at the very top. And it's pointing back about place and about changes and about difficulties you've had. But the life stone and love stone are showing pretty strongly in this first week. So you're actually starting to really reorganize yourself, restructure yourself, starting to see how you want to move forward. That's going to help you have a clear understanding of commitments and what you expect and what you want. And you've got the magic stone right next to Venus, right next to the moon stone, close to the center too. And all three of those have to do with relationships and balance. So the first thing I feel is be patient. The second thing I feel, not necessarily in this order, but also be in love with yourself. Don't worry about the past. It doesn't have to repeat itself. And as you look forward here in the first couple weeks, you're going to find yourself more and more empowered to, like, restructure yourself. And by the second into the third week here, that helps you have a system of balance within yourself and confidence that's quite different from where you were recently when you got shaken up by everything. And so by the fourth week, you have Mars pointing to the Sunstone, and it feels like you're either meeting potential partners or connecting with potential partners and or having the confidence to do so by the fourth and fifth week. So it's a process. It's not overnight. When you get your confidence up, you bring things to yourself. When you get your uh, faith up, that sort of thing. And by the fifth and sixth week here, your decision-making, your communication is quite a lot different. This confidence that you're bringing in is starting to really set you into play to be able to reach your dreams about love, about balance, about purposefulness. And toward the end of this three-month period, even by the eighth and ninth week, you're starting to see a lot of long-term power for yourself. You've cleared out a lot of this both confusion, frustration that you've had in the past where you've felt like, wow, everything was going good, a lot of luck, and then things changed, and here I am right now trying to figure out where love is going. Well, follow on these first couple weeks with re-empowering yourself and having a good communication, good decision-making, because from the 9th to the 12th week here, this is all going to prove itself to you, how much you've re-inspired yourself. And that's going to open up not only love opportunities for you, but opportunities as far as where you want to go in life, how you see optimism and so forth. And it feels like some very empowering things around your place here toward the end of this three-month period, too, around your environment, mm-hmm. around where you work, things like that. I don't know if you're going to move, but it feels like you have a whole new view of things around your home, your environment, and your place of work. So you've got a lot of good stones right here in the center about accepting the change that you've been going through mm-hmm. as empowering instead of knocking you off course. And Patty will agree with me. We got two choices in life at every moment, whether the universe is screwing with us or enlightening us. And which is a better choice, my dear?
Right? Enlightening, definitely.
Amen. Amen. Work on that nerve and you'll be very happy. It's not overnight, but it's a process that you're starting to really reconstruct how you feel and think about things, and that's what's going to bring you balance, harmony, and the right love. I can't put a date or a name on it, but it is coming into play. Be confident.
Okay, great. Hopefully it's Gary.
Well, I'm living with a lady, but I wanted to mention her, by the way. The lady I live with, she introduced herself to me 6 years ago. I pursued her for 4 years, and she finally moved in with me 2 years ago. So, you know, you ladies are a little bit shyer and so forth. Be bold. You find someone you want to meet, go up and say hello. That opportunity may not present itself again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Yeah, things are getting better, so that's great that it's going to keep going in that direction. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's what I feel for you. Hope that helps you, Kathy.
Great. Yeah, it did.
Well, good. God bless you, girl. Oops, I cut you off a little bit quickly, but all you folks can listen back on the archives and listen to the reading again, so be sure and give it a second thought here. We are going to go to 912 area code. Are you with us, 912?
Yes, I am.
And who is this?
This is Jamar.
Jamar, you kind of call it. Jamar, you kind of call in every week, but I'm going to let Patty answer a quick question for you, Jamar.
All right, thank you.
Patty, this is Jamar.
Hi, Jamar. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Very good. Thank you.
That's
so what's
good.
Your question?
Well, I've met this new female recently. Well, I've been seeing her a lot lately, you know, and I feel like she just stands out to me, and I just wanted to know, like, you know, what do you see between me and her, if there's anything.
Okay. Do you mind if I get her first name?
Lila.
Lila?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. What I think with her... this could be something, but you're going to have to be your best you. She has high expectations of, I think she's a little bit on a higher vibrational level than you energetically, and a little bit more drive than you energetically.
Yes.
In what she wants to do in a relationship, what she expects out of a relationship. She could be really, really good for you, but you've got to, you know, mind your cues and, you know, and be your very, very best you. Does that make sense to you? You have to earn this one. But it could be really good for you, but you can't be slack on this one at all, because she wants a lot of things in a relationship, and communication and energy and fun and positivity. So you've got to look at a few things like through a new perspective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense because that's where I'm pretty much headed. Like, I feel like that's where I want to be at. And that's why I was just thinking earlier. Like, I feel like she has that. I would like to be at that point. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what you need to do is work on that for you. Don't be doing it for her. Not that that's not on the side of your mind. But this is where you would like to be in your life, right? That kind of take it up to that next level. So your thoughts, your actions, your everyday, challenge yourself a little bit. Step outside your comfort level. Step outside your norm a little bit every day, outside of that regular box, as you call, outside that regular box, and get used to being new and different and expanded. And she'll take notice of that. And more than anything, you'll take notice of that, and it'll take you next level. Okay?
Okay.
Have fun with it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I love what you said, Patty. You're going to have to work on this one because, you know, what we get in life, we do work on. There are no accidents. There are coincidences. We may not see what we see the effect. We may not see the cause. So, as I was saying a while ago, make your dreams come true. Don't wait to see what happens. Make it happen.
You make it happen, yes.
Amen. Empower yourself. Have confidence.
Yeah, and we can do anything we put our mind to. We really can. People who are like waiting for love. You know, rare is the love going to come knock on your door. Occasionally can happen. Miracles happen. But go out and find it.
Amen. I worked on the lady, like I said, for 4 years I pursued her. I liked her. I pursued her for 4 years, and she finally decided, we can be together. So, do work on it. Have confidence. And don't be afraid of changing yourself. If you've got blockage, if you've got issues you need to deal with, look in the face, change them. You have no idea how much power you can gain in life, folks. Really believe in it.
Yeah.
It's like if you're running a 100-yard dash, you know. Win, win, win. Always good to hear your advice. You know, the one thing I really like, Patty, is when I hear you do readings, I'm picking up cards and looking at clocks and the signs around me, and it's confirming the things you're saying. So.
Thank you. And I actually have to get your book. I love what you do. And honestly, I had never heard of it before except for you. I'm out here in L.A. I've never heard anybody who works with stones that way. So it's you're special. You're very magical.
Well, it amazed me because 15 years ago I was trying to find out how other people did lithomancy. I knew it wasn't very popular. I work at a lot of psychic fairs and conventions, and I'm the only person who ever is reading stones. So check it out, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. It's a really interesting book. We are going to be moving on in the order people called. So let's see, I think we're up to 508, if I'm correct. 508, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
who are we speaking with?
This is MJ.
MJ, what a beautiful little voice, my dear.
Thanks.
Okay. How can we help you today?
Okay, my question is, I just had a baby, and I'm having problems with my job, so it's like the worst possible time to be having problems. Like the company that I'm working for is reorganizing, and my job is sort of not going to probably work out. Like, they're trying to get me to do something in a position that's farther away from me, and I just don't think the commute is really worth the money or the time, but I'm wondering if anything will come up or,
Well, I'm going to look at a couple cards, and I'm going to have Patty look at a couple cards, too. You know what I feel? I feel like a lot of it has to do with human relationships, and if you work with these people on a different basis to try to influence them that they how valuable you are and how good it is to keep you, that sort of thing. I think they see that in you, but reiterate it to them. And I feel like there's a lot of flexibility there. I can feel like they would like to do things the easiest, fastest, quickest way, and it's probably not dealing with you as the way they should. So, Yeah, human relationships. I saw a lot of twos, which have to do with relationships and balance and communication. What do you think, Patty?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I think also you've got a little bit of attitude about something going on, something unresolved within this.
Like it, within the job?
Yeah.
You know,
a little bit of a, whether it's the fighting amongst yourself or a fight, you know, a resistance. There's a resistance there other than just the facts of everything of what's going on.
Well, I feel like the company is a little unfair, like just by the way they, well, honestly, like I feel like there's like some unfairness just about the way they are as a company just in general. So it is hard for me like to, like, you know, be like, well, I guess, you know, I'll just be as flexible as possible. Like, there's just a little bit of me that's like, you know, no, like, you know, because I'm not going to, you know, because the thing is that I do is like a merchandising position and I have to drive my own car and use my own mileage. And I just feel like, you know, that's a lot, you know, that's a lot to give, you know, to a company, you know what I mean? Like, you're giving up your, you know, your car, you know, and that, and your, that's getting like, you know, racked up in mileage. And so that's like a sacrifice. And then the money's not that great. So it's sort of like, you know, how far am I willing to go for this company? I feel like, you know, I've done a lot of work for them, really hard work. And, you know, I've put myself on the line a lot. And I just feel like I'm not being appreciated with this whole
Right.
You know, restructuring. So,
right.
Yeah, there's
so
a little part of me. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. And that's what, because that's going to affect you. That's going to, like, literally energy come off of your skin. And they're going to see that. They're going to see that, too. No matter you think you're doing your best, you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
So you need
yeah.
to come up with a resolution for that. Talk to them. Deal with them. Set up your own boundaries, needs, expectations. You know, I'm not saying be a difficult employee, quite the opposite of that. But if this left unchecked, or at least some kind of a resolution within yourself without them, it's just going to make
mm-hmm.
you look bad over them. If they're the ones
right.
who aren't playing fair, you deal with that in a professional way, in a well-communicative way. Just want to let you know, gas prices are expensive now. This is really hard for me. Is there something we could look into the near future to work it? Be the professional that you are.
Right, exactly, and I will, definitely. I have
okay.
been, so I just hope that they, you know, see that, you know, I'm trying to, you know, be as understanding, but as forward, you know, because I don't want to feel resentful while I work there, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I want to feel good, so, I mean, I'm not, you know, so I do try to tell them, like, up front, like, oh, you know, seems like it's going to be a little far for me, and, you know, if you can do anything, that'd be great, and, you know, I really love working here, and, you know, I try
there you
also.
Go.
We'll
good.
See.
Communication.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
God
okay.
bless you, dear.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Mm-hmm. And to you, MJ, and all you folks, believe in miracles, just like you
always.
Believe if you're going to run. And if you believe in them, you'll start seeing how to make them happen in your own life. Everything happens for a reason, and it usually happens so we can empower ourselves. So don't look at a problem like, oh, it's got me. Look at a problem like, okay, God, give me some help and watch this. Okay. We're going to move on to area code 780. Can you hear me, 780?
Yes, I can, Gary. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay in Canada, how can we help you?
Hey, Patty. Hey, I was going to get a birthday reading a couple weeks ago, but I couldn't get on your show on time, so I guess looking for a belated birthday reading. My birthday was March 24th.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey,
thank
man.
You, Patty.
Would you like
to want to do the Stones? Yeah.
Do the Stones.
Do the
okay,
Stones.
Jay.
I love the Stones.
This will give you kind of an idea what I see for the next couple months.
Sure.
And all you have to do, when it feels appropriate, one time, very clearly, say drop. And I'll drop
okay.
them and tell you what I see. Okay, Jay?
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Whenever you say drop. They're ready for you.
Drop.
All right. Well, what it feels like is you're getting over a lot of doubts that you've had. Probably some things about relationships have affected you, too. But it feels like just in this first week, you've got Neptune, the Uranus, the Commitment Stone, and Venus all coming into play. And that shows a new system of not only balance, but of change. And as long as there's change happening, think big. Because it feels like that's the thing you really need to do in your life is not worry about the things that haven't worked, but really concentrate on how you're going to reach your dreams. As you do that in the next couple of days and week, you're going to find yourself getting more flexibility in all sorts of aspects of your life. And that flexibility allows you to develop relationships in a more positive way. Now, you were asking about a job. Is that what you're asking about, a love life or what? I forgot, Jay.
Really. I wasn't asking about really anything about that. Well, I was investigating in person right now, but
okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well,
so.
You've got Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto all very close to each other, and these are very intuitive signs. I think you need to trust your intuition a little bit more and learn how to read it a little bit more. And you know, signs can be very subtle. The universe doesn't talk to you in English like I do or Patty does. It talks to you in signs. So increase your belief of the very fact that you can start reading the signs, increasing your intuition, getting signals from the higher powers. And as you do that, it's going to really open up a lot in you that has sort of been closed off with doubt and communication and pressure and that sort of thing. And by the second into the third week, this inspiration that you're working on, which I encourage you to do, is going to not only give you flexibility, but it's going to give you a lot of fresh goals. And by the fourth and fifth week here, you have the Magic Stone right next to Mars, near the Love Stone, and near the Moon Stone. So you're getting a fresh feeling of emotions. You're getting a fresh feeling of love for yourself and for what you can do. The Magic Stone implies like the dots connecting, everything lining up, your ducks lining up in a row. It doesn't happen overnight, but then again, you don't sit down and practice piano 5 minutes and end up in Carnegie Hall next week. You know, be patient with yourself. Let go of your fears about things not happening, especially in the past where there was communication and pressure problems. Because as you remake yourself and you re-inspire yourself, especially with where you're going and dreams and your commitment to this process, you're going to find by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here that it really has changed you and opened up a lot of opportunities for you. And from the ninth to the 12th week, your techniques, your decision, your communication are going to be offering you a lot of opportunities beyond the world you see right now. It's like fresh. It's like new. And toward the end of this three-month period, you really have a lot of long-term visions coming back into play. You're starting to plant them in this first week, but just like a seed, you have to nurture it. You have to water it. You have to take care of it. Then they will grow on their own. Just like if you practice piano, the mechanics, the technique becomes second nature, and then you can put soul into it. That's sort of what I'm feeling for you. Because toward the end of this three-month period, you're going to realize that you really have brought another set of very fortunate circumstances to yourself. It's not overnight, but quit worrying about things, especially the past, which you can't change. Does that make sense to you, my man?
Oh, for sure. It does, very much so.
Yeah, a lot of luck's coming for you, and it's not an accident. It's because you're learning how to recreate it again. And right at this time, start listening to your intuition. Start seeing how the universe talks to you in signs. Believe in miracles. You want to see the world blue, look through blue glasses. If you want to see it pink, look through pink glasses. If you want to see it inspiring, look through inspiring glasses. I hope that helps you, Jay.
It does, very much. Thank you.
Good, my man.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday, Jay. Forgot about that. Uh-huh. All the more reason to feel inspired. A new start.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very much.
Oop. Cut you off just a little second earlier, but we're glad you called in. And to all you folks, stick with us. We're going to try and get to all of you. We've got about 20 minutes left, and we're trying to get through the list. This is area code 517. Can you hear 517? Oops. Let's see if I turn the right number on. Yes, 571. Excuse me.
Hi, this is Steve in Virginia.
Steve, I want you to meet Patty in L.A.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Patty. I have two questions to ask you. And the first one, I don't want to be rude or curt, but I don't want you to spend a lot of time on this one because the second one's pretty intense. I'm going going to be suing this lawyer in 2 weeks that's swindling me out of some money, and I would just like to know if if there's going to be a positive outcome in that.
Okay. Are you going to get a positive outcome in suing the lawyer who owes me money, owes you all money? You got to work at it.
I know.
You can, but you really, really got to be the warrior out there with it. It's a lawyer, you know. Dot your I's, cross your T's, be ready for everything. And you can, you know, put it out there to the universe that right may win, and then come in with your integrity, with your ethics, with all those things that will make you stand out.
Okay.
Okay, but you can be, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, that's what I feel too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through a very intense spiritual awakening. The night before last, I had this being come to me in the form of a younger man who's disabled, and he was reaching out to me. He couldn't talk. He was like he had cerebral palsy or something, and it freaked me out, and I kind of like didn't allow it. And then last night, I called, invoked the spiritual court of equity to call my spiritual ancestors and my soul family to come be with me in this awakening. And all of a sudden, I was on an escalator, and this guy was on the step below me, and he was reaching out to me again, and I was freaking out again, and I was looking around at everybody on the escalator. I didn't know how to handle it. And next to him was another smaller child, and I sensed that the smaller child was was sad that I wasn't acknowledging it. And on the step above it, it crawled up to this dog that was sitting there, this big German Shepherd dog that was blonde, and it nestled with the dog. And the dog, I could hear the dog's thoughts, and it looked at me, and it said, it was reassuring the child. It said, it's okay. He knows we love him. And then the next thing I know, I'm in this restaurant, like I'm in this place that I went to Las Vegas, and the child's walking through the restaurant, and I looked down, and it was like alone, and this is not like me to do this, and I reached down, and I said, oh my God, where's your mother? And I just bent down and hugged it, and I was just hugging it, and I woke up, and I was hugging myself, and then in front of me, all of a sudden, this entity was circling around. It was almost like if you took Vaseline and put it on a plate and flattened it out, and then it was like a disc in front of me circling around and around, and I was afraid at first, and I said, no, I'm going to allow this. And when I did that, it came into my third eye, and I started going down into this membrane like a tunnel, like you would put a scope in somebody's throat, you know, and look down their throat. And I was going down, and then I woke up in my room, and I instantly realized that shorter, younger guy, the disabled guy, was one of my ancestors or my spirit. I don't know whether it was after.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting is that they're all aspects of you. Yes, probably one of your guides, and that fear you have is somewhat about your voice, that unable to speak your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where that fear came in, and I'd want to ignore that and not go there. Yes, I see it as one of your ancestors, whatever, but it's in the dream, it's representing part of you, as was the child. I was going to tell you that before you realized it was you. That is that child, acknowledging that child in you. So you are looking at, as you spiritually develop, these different areas of yourself. Because, you know, what is written over every single mystery school out there is, know thyself. First, know thyself. And that's part of this process that you're going through. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then when I did, I kind of woke up in my room, and I was like, I realized what you just said. And I was hit with this intense energy of, you know how sometimes somebody tells you're hearing the truth, and you just get those chills, and you just start vibrating, and it just went on and on and on. And I woke up to it. I finally came out of it, and it was just so wonderful. I mean, I've been very stressed out because I have a lot of physical problems and stuff, and it's just changed everything.
Wow. That's beautiful. Again, like
Gary
said, believe in miracles.
I guess I was just trying to get confirmation, and
yeah,
is that really was my ancestors or whatever.
Yeah, it really was. If you're tapping into your bloodline, your ancestral bloodline, and again, remember, they are you. You are them as mm-hmm. you go through. So enjoy the journey. It's beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah.
You.
Amen.
You know, one thing about Steve and to all you folks, one thing about fear, we've all been through it. We always go through it to some other level. But you get better at dealing with it, number one, or number two, either way you want to look at. When we have fears, we can look them in the face and conquer them. When you have a fear, you learn how to get over fear. So there's really nothing wrong with fear. It's kind of telling you how to change and to adapt and to get power so you don't have fear. If you never had fear, you'd never know how to conquer it. So there's a good light at every tunnel. So think about that, Steve, and all you folks. We're going to try and get to everybody here. This is area code 302. Are you with us, 302?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Sue from Delaware. Hi, Patty. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Sue.
How can we help you, Sue?
Well, would you roll the stones for me?
I sure will, my dear. Runaway Sue, be glad to. All you have to do is think real positive for a moment, and when it feels right for you, just say drop, and I'll drop the stones. I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Yes, drop.
And you're ready to go, Sue. And
no sooner had I said
ready to go, just like you said, the life stone is right at the top. You are ready to go. In fact, you're ready to change a lot of the ways you feel about relationships and pressures on your place, on your environment, where there's, I guess it feels like a lot of pressure and so forth. But in this first week, the life stone's at the very top here by 12 o'clock. In this first week or two, you're going to learn how to not have so much pressure. You're going to start learning ways to weave around it, different ways to think, different ways to feel. And that takes a lot of this pressure off where you are, whether it's work or home, the environment. That's going to help you a whole lot. By the second and third week, your ability to change is like getting faster, getting better. You know, been through that before. Not going to go through 6 months of this. Going to go through 5 minutes and then get it out of the way. You with me, Sue?
Yes, I am.
Is this making sense to you? Because by the third and fourth week, it's like you've got a whole new set of parameters you're using. And that's going to help you by the fifth and sixth week change a lot of these fears that you feel like keep reoccurring to you and these doubts. It's going to help you look at them very clearly and sort of dismantle them one at a time or maybe in bigger chunks than that. One thing that I'm seeing here near the center is Neptune, Mercury, and the Lux Stone. So you're learning how to use techniques and decisions and communication in order to see long-term plans for yourself so you don't feel this pressure is always sort of limiting your view. So really increase your vision. You've got nothing to lose. You've got everything to gain. And by the fifth and sixth week, yeah, you really do. By the fifth and sixth week, you have this feeling of the fresh commitment you've made for yourself, you're not looking for it so much as you are in this first week. You've kind of practiced the piano, and now you're ready to go out and perform. And by the seventh and eighth week, the luck that you've hoped to bring back into yourself, guess what? You're bringing it back to yourself. And from the ninth to the tenth and 11th week, this is going to affect you with love. It's going to confirm to you that this starting over right now that you're doing is not only going to work for you, it's going to open up a lot of fresh possibilities for you on all levels. Jupiter's right next to the magic stone, and the magic stone is pointing to the life stone. These are a lot of things that are lining up for you. So it's going to increase your ability to feel loved, to give love, and to feel fresh opportunity. So the pressures, the stress, the confusion you feel right now, it's going to give you new methods of knowing how to deal with things, and that's something you can put your name on, you own. You're going to find your own new resonance. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It does. It really does.
Good.
Everything seems pretty darn positive.
Well, that's why I said the life stone's right at the top, and right as you said whatever you said, and I said whatever I said, and I can't remember, but it had to do with positivity and moving forward. So don't shortchange yourself, Sue. Okay, girl?
Okay. I will try not to.
God bless you.
Thank you. And
you too,
you
my
too.
Dear.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
And again, to all you folks, go check out Psychics Gone Wild. Check out Patty Negri. Check out what I do. We can certainly cover more on a 30-minute reading than we can on a 2- or 3-minute reading. So check us out on Psychics Gone Wild and the other psychics there. And like I said, we'll cover you in a lot more detail here. Let's see who's up next, trying to find the time here. Okay, this is looks like 254. Are you with us, 254?
Hi, this is Mary.
Mary, quite contrary. I want to put you on to Patty Magic.
Hi, Patty Magic.
Hi, Mary.
How's everybody doing tonight? Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all. I really want the stones.
Go for it, Gary, if she really wants the stones.
Okay, Mary, I'll do a stone reading for you. And,
come on, Gary, you're just warming up. You can do it. You can do
I'm
it,
just
Gary.
Warming up. Just to let you know, 952, you will be next. Oh, I stay positive. And the reason I
all
say
right.
that, the one choice we have in life is how we interpret things. We don't always get to choose our situations, at least that we remember, but we always get to choose how we interpret life, and that's our real best use of free will is the world is inspiring me and enlightening me rather than screwing with me. So,
yes,
Mary,
sir.
Quite contrary. It is.
It's true. Yes, sir. I agree with you. I
you
will
Magic
say,
Mary, say
stop
drop.
Now, please.
I
stop
just
now,
did.
Please.
I just
okay.
did. Don't worry
Thank
about
you.
Love. Don't worry about love. A lot of the confusion you've had and so forth with man, with love, and with direction. Because in this next week or two, because you're looking at love a different way, and it's like you're getting an update, a fresh view of it. And this is not just about romantic love. It's about love for the changes, that the curveballs you've been given, the uncertainty. Because out of uncertainty, we learn certainty. So you've got Jupiter, the Mars stone, and Uranus here in the first couple weeks showing a lot of fresh direction, fresh attitude, fresh change. And that's going to help you really expand, not only in the way you think, but in the way you plan for the future. And it's going to help you see your home, your environment, in a completely different way. So start thinking outside the box. That's what I feel from these stones. And don't worry about the past. You can't change it. But by the third and fourth week here, you're going to get this fresh feeling about, it's not necessarily control over your environment. It's acceptance, happiness, communication, good decision-making, and that sort of thing. And that's helping you by the fifth and sixth week here. You have a completely fresh view of yourself, balance, and relationships. And that's going to give you a lot of emotional satisfaction and stability that you probably feel like you haven't had as much as you'd like. So by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, you've got the life stone. You've got the magic stone right next to the sun stone. Excuse me, the luck stone. And so this is luck that you're bringing to yourself, because during this first week, you're looking at the options, which are to be confused and overwhelmed, or to be inspired to really make big jumps in your life. And toward the end of this three-month period, the ninth, tenth of the week here, you're feeling about commitments to yourself, to the growth you're going through, to the expansion you're going to go through, to the fresh way of thinking that you're going through. And these are decisions you're making in the first couple weeks. They're going to make the whole confusion of the past worth it, because you're going to realize how much you've conquered your fears. You're going to realize what you have to let go of and how it's becoming lighter and lighter through the process. And by the end of this three-month period, it's almost like you'll be happy that there's been some difficult challenges recently, because you've learned how to pole vault over them. Does that make sense to you, Mary?
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. I was looking into getting a place of my own finally, and
yeah, it's,
facing challenges, new challenges.
That's what I was feeling about the place stone here. Good decisions about place and how to think outside the box on it and how to have fresh dreams. So that's 3 months and 3 minutes. I hope that helps you, Mary.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
You too, girl. God bless you.
Oh, God bless. Bye.
Bye.
This is area code 952, and 952, I'm going to put Magic Patty with you. 952.
Oh, how are you guys?
We're
great,
good.
Great, great, great. Who are we speaking
great.
With?
I was looking for stones because I work with stones, but that's okay.
it's okay with me if it's okay with Gary. You guys are used to me. I'm the regular Friday night. We don't. It's a special blessing and special lucky luck to have Gary here. So Gary, if you don't mind, do the stones.
If you don't mind,
I will. What's your name, dear?
My name is Betsy.
Betsy, I'll tell you what. We've got just about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to do you 3 months in 2.5 minutes. How's that?
That works fine.
All you have to do, my dear, is say drop one time real clearly. Okay?
Drop.
You're ready. I was feeling something about a change of place maybe coming up or a new view of place. Now, you're kind of looking at the luck in the past and thinking, okay, how can I move in that direction again? How can I recreate it? Especially with love, with men, and with direction here. So as you go through this first week, you've got a lot of stones right here in the center. So that shows a lot of things affecting each other, like dominoes lined up. And as you go through this first week, and the things that seem burdensome, that seem difficult, look at the other side of the coin on each one of these issues, whether it's love, communication, or plans. Because the reason we see a load, a burden, is so we can figure out how to make a Big Mac truck and move it out of the way. You with me, my dear?
Yes,
making
I'm with
sense
you.
To you? Because
yes,
by the
you
third,
are.
By the second, third, and fourth week here, with communication about love, with people you care about, you've got the Love Stone, Mercury, the Magic Stone, and Neptune all close together. And like I said, I can't get in too much depth in 2 minutes. But what it's showing to me is how you have a completely new sense of dreams, visions, hope, communication, decision-making. And a lot of it is based on love, and it's not necessarily just personal love. It's love for how you're going to empower yourself even more so, like exponentially in the future. Now, this is helping you look at a lot of the burdens that you've been through. And like I said, with the Mack truck, figuring different ways to move things out of the way, different ways to see your problems. So they actually become something that you're kind of grateful for. Wow, I wouldn't have learned this had I not hit my head on the wall here. You with me?
Yep.
And
I'm definitely with you there.
And on the 7th and 8th and 9th week here, again, rather short and sweet, you're going to get a whole new fresh set of plans about your environment, about where you live, about how you feel about your place. And toward the end of this 3-month period where this luck stone was indicating how you felt more lucky in the past, you're really going to see luck not only for this period, but for the future. So the burdens you're facing right now are going to help you. The big pile of crap is going to help you get a bigger shovel. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I just had one other question. I'm having surgery Monday, and I was just wondering if it's going to be okay.
Yeah,
I'm having a major surgery.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a little healing to go through, and that's going to probably take several weeks. But by the 5th and 6th and 7th week here, you're going to feel a lot better. Use your mind and your spirit to help your body heal. It's going to be a good exercise for you, and it's going to be recenter you on your intuition and your creative powers. Don't shortchange yourself, girl.
Oh, because I'm a creative person. I'm a custom jewelry maker. I work with metals.
There you go. There you go.
That's why I
we
had to stone.
We are out of time, folks. Patty, it's always a pleasure to be with you, girl.
And a pleasure to be with you, and an honor to have you on our Friday night show, Gary. Love to have you come back soon. Thank you.
Love to. You folks, check in with us again next week, and we're out of time, but God bless you. Stay empowered. Have a good weekend. Love you, Patty.
Love you, Gary. Bye, thanks, all.
Bye-bye, all.